AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In London, Aisling Barker was asked about the arrest of the former Prince Andrew.
It's just one to trust, really. I just don't think you can trust, you know, the royal family as such any longer with what you've heard today.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor is accused of misconduct in public office related to his links to Jeffrey Epstein. It was the first time in nearly four centuries a senior British royal was placed under arrest. And it underscores how deference to the monarchy has eroded in the UK over recent years. This man also lives in London.
Quite relieved, I guess. Relieved to see something's been done. See the rule of law applying to everybody. It's been reassuring.
King Charles took the unusual step of issuing a statement on the arrest of his brother, saying the law must take its course. Iran and the U.S. are leaning into gunboat diplomacy as nuclear talks hang in the balance.
The Russian Navy released video footage on Wednesday showing one of its warships docking in an Iranian port ahead of a joint exercise. Meanwhile, the Americans brought another aircraft carrier close to the Middle East. The movements of additional American warships and airplanes to the region don't guarantee a U.S. strike on Iran, but it gives President Trump the option to do so if he chooses to. After announcing a U.S. pledge of $10 billion to the Board of Peace, President Trump said,
"And now is the time for Iran to join us on a path that will complete what we're doing."
Adding,
"They must make a deal."
With a warning,
"Bad things will happen if it doesn't."
Iran has asked for 2 weeks before reconvening another round of talks. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Palestinian Health Ministry and a witness say Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank shot and killed a Palestinian-American in an attack on a village. A slavery exhibit removed by the Trump administration is returning to Independence Mall in Philadelphia. This is AP News. A Rhode Island man has been called a hero for stopping a gunman at an ice rink.
Michael Black and his wife were watching a youth hockey game in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Monday afternoon when he says he heard two pops.
As I heard a third pop, I turned my head to look through, and that's where I saw a gun being pointed at the family in the second row.
Police say 56-year-old Robert Dorgan had shot and killed his ex-wife and adult son and wounded his ex-in-laws and a family friend. Black says as other people were fleeing, he jumped on the gunman and they fought for the weapon. Two other men came to Black's aid and the gunman dropped to the ground.
And pulled out a second gun and took it and put it right in his mouth and shot himself.
Black says his friends in the police department have warned him that he's likely to go through a process, but he says he's not going to allow the shooter to change his life. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.